I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, the Colts should probably sign this guy. A man was arrested, though, after he tried to throw footballs full of drugs to an inmate in prison.
Did he have a good spiral?
He had a tight spiral. He cleared the fence every time. He threw multiple footballs full of drugs to inmates in the South Carolina jail. The inmate was found with 41 grams of pot, cell phones, and tobacco. So if he can throw a weighted football like that...
Yeah, he must be good.
He must be better than Tom Brady because he deflates the footballs. So the guy who threw it, though, was also charged with possession of intent to distribute, trespassing, and attempting to furnish a prisoner with contraband. Now, football players in the NFL, like, that's not unheard of that they have jail time, and I'd be okay with that. Like, he's not doing the drugs. He's just trying to take care of a friend.
Yeah.
So maybe he's a backup to Andrew
Luck.
He's
a good team player.
Yeah. Okay. This next story, well, that didn't last long. A 37-year-old guy from Australia bought a Porsche on Saturday morning, and the first thing he did, he wanted to see what it could do. So he fired up the engine, and unfortunately for him, he got pulled over immediately for doing over 60 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour neighborhood. You couldn't like find a highway or some kind of street. You had to drive down a neighborhood. Yeah, so the cops immediately impounded his car after he had it for only 10 minutes.
Aww.
He's facing speeding charges. And here's kind of what sucks too. He can't get his car out of the impound lot for 30 days.
That would 100% happen to me because that's, if I get a fast car, like that's how I like to drive it too.
This couple right here, I don't think they're going to make it. A Utah woman's been charged again for attempting to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband for a third time.
For a third time? I'm sorry, third?
Yeah, kind of like third time's the charm. Yeah, here's the story. Here's the backstory. Last year, the woman asked a coworker if he could arrange to have the man killed. She offered him $5,000 and promised up to $100,000 after the man and his new wife were killed. She was arrested, but asked an inmate in June inside jail to carry out the hit anyways, like
Whoa.
For her. The woman was on trial last week for both hit attempts, and it was discovered, wait a minute, she tried to hire a third man a few weeks ago to carry out her plan.
Holy cow, this guy must be the worst husband ever.
Or she's a psycho woman that can't let it go.
Probably that.
A woman scorned right there. She's now facing anywhere from 5 years to life in prison. That's kind of a broad thing there. Like, oh, we'll give you five because you tried to kill him three times. Or maybe forever.
Five to life? That's weird.
I'd give her a long time so she can't kill him. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. I'll have what she's having. A woman is suing a Hamburger Mary's restaurant in Florida after she said she was injured by a drag queen's breast while at dinner.
Ow.
The woman was celebrating a friend's birthday when she overheard someone at another table say, "The drag queen show's about to start."
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that went down there.
Yeah, this Hamburger Mary's.
That's all that goes down there.
Yeah, apparently this chain of restaurants, Hamburger Mary's, that's kind of a thing that happens with drag queens.
I guess it's
part of the little, you know, shtick. Like if you go to Hooters, you're going to get wings and see girls in orange pants and their boobs popping
this
out.
This is a West Coast thing?
No, I believe this is in Florida.
Okay.
Down in Florida.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
West Coast.
Oh, do
I've
they?
I've never heard of this place.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there. No.
I feel like if anybody on the show would have been there, you would have ate there at least one time. So maybe you'll go there in the future. But she said what had happened was one of the performers pointed at her like, "Oh, I'm picking you, MYK," and walked over to the table. So she turned around and ignored, you know, like tried to ignore the performance.
Right.
Like, "Oh God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this." Well, that apparently was a mistake because the performer then grabbed the woman's head unexpectedly and pushed the victim's face into her breast.
Ooh.
8 or 9 times, just continually bouncing off those big old boobies. The woman went to the hospital later that night because of, quote, excruciating cervical pain.
Oh, come on.
And uncontrollable headaches.
Cervical pain?
Yeah,
that's the opposite region.
No, I think cervical is your neck. I'm pretty sure I Googled it unless I'm saying the word wrong, which is a possibility.
That's definitely a joke. Well, that's like vaginal area.
No, I know the cervix. Yes, I know. This is spelled C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I had to Google it, and I was like, "What the?" I thought it was the lady
sure
parts.
It's not clavicle.
No, I know.
Yeah, clavicle would be your.
I broke my clavicle. Neck. I broke my. Your clavicle is your collarbone. You have two collarbones.
I guess you could get pain down there at Hamburger Mary's, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe she was bouncing them off the area too. But I don't know. Joe and Alex Show, tweet us if you're anybody that knows anything. If a cervical pain is the neck, because that's what it said. Anyway, she's now facing $1.5 million. Well, that's what she's suing for medical costs and expenses for past, present, and future damages.
Oh, brother.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.